So it's U-cubed. It's the afternoon. It's just after 4 o'clock. And finally, I've got Robbie. I'm with Robbie at the moment.
Yes, you are.
Yes, yeah. Robbie. So, Robbie, were you here last year at the U-cubed event?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so second time round.
Second time.
And are you working in any of these sort of areas, like software engineer or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm a software engineer.
Oh, yeah. Well, lucky guess. And do you work for yourself?
I work for Canonical.
Canonical, ah. Now, are these the people who back Ubuntu or create Ubuntu? Or
yeah, they sponsor.
They sponsor
Ubuntu,
it.
Yeah.
So are they connected with Mark Shuttleworth in some way?
Yeah.
Okay.
He runs the show.
So is that like a dream job working
it is.
For?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I love working open source.
Yeah.
I get paid for it.
Some people don't really know what open source is. They still don't really get it. How would you, in a minute or so, describe what open source is or the advantages of it?
Okay, so computer programs are made in a language that humans understand, or at least software engineers understand, and then they get compiled and turned into a language that computers understand.
Like machine code.
Yeah,
or
machine
like
code. Yes, yeah. So normally when you download a program off the internet, if you use Windows, then you're normally downloading the compiled code, which means that you can't see the program in the way that it was written by software engineers.
Unless you're really, really clever and
yeah,
you can
It's not that practical.
No, yeah.
And so that means that most software engineers are going to struggle to take a program and see how it's put together.
But surely,
and make any changes.
But if you've created a piece of software, there's commercial advantages to doing that because it means people then can't steal your code. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So that's why a lot of software, we call it proprietary software in the open source world, is done that way because they want to hide the source code because they don't want their competitor looking at the source code making improvements and then kind of competing with them and beating them on their own product.
So like Apple are soon going to release their Mountain Lion software, so that would be proprietary and that's
right.
So nobody can go in and start hacking and
so
changing.
So there's something about the Apple operating system you don't like, you can't change it. You're stuck with it. Yeah, exactly. So this is an advantage for the companies that make the software. It's a disadvantage for the users.
Sure.
And this is the key thing. They're doing it for a commercial gain. They don't want the competitors to improve on the software.
Wouldn't
but
they
that
also
means that you can improve on the software.
But wouldn't they also say, yeah, but that means we can protect our software and make sure that there's no vulnerabilities in it. It can also mean you're guaranteed a better user experience because people haven't fiddled and messed about. Would they say that sort of thing?
I don't think that's particularly valid.
Right,
because
okay.
Ultimately, you're downloading a software of somebody you trust.
Yeah.
If you're using an Apple machine, you're trusting Apple for that. If you use an Ubuntu machine, you're trusting Canonical to vet the software and make sure that it's safe for you to use. And so when you install Ubuntu, it becomes digitally signed. So there's only... it's verified.
Right.
So if some third-party malicious person wants to try and get some code on your computer you don't trust, it's not going to let you do it without lots of warnings.
Sure.
So I think it's overall safe in that respect.
So you feel working for Canonical, in a way, kind of gives you a clear conscience, in a way, because you can feel, well, I'm doing something that's for the benefit of everybody.
So in the open source world, the idea is that software only needs to be written once, and then everyone can use it. So it takes effort to write that software, but there can be a whole load of engineers, all open source engineers, working on it, sharing together and producing that software. And then it's put together and it works. So, yeah, proprietary software, you can make some money initially, but there's so many volunteers and so much time that you can do it in the same...
If everyone contributes
their weekend, one now and then, I mean, I don't spend... when I wasn't being paid for this, I might spend a day... a month okay. I can contribute that, so can so many thousands of other people, and they can build up
so people can
that works
potentially
really
well. Spot flaws and imperfections within, say, the latest release of Ubuntu, and then they can contribute to developing that into a fix or a solution to that. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If there's a problem with Ubuntu or something about it you don't like, you can change it. You can contribute the change back, and the Ubuntu developers will decide if it's best for everyone if that goes in. But ultimately, you've got control. Even if they don't want to accept it, you can still run the modified version on your machine. You can get what you want.
That's great. So, Robbie, you've given us a really good explanation there about what open source is, and... can people follow you? Are you on Twitter?
I'm Robbie Basak on Twitter.
Robbie Basak.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you very much.